Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sefer Bavli, Daf Zayin, the beginning Yerushalmi, on Daf Hey and with Aleph, the 12th line, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi bar Yosef, Sholach, Mosa, Edse, Ama, Yaskun, Ima, Talas, Amidim, Shem Yifne, Echad Mehem, Nasohoi, Yizyachad, Im Shnaim. Rabbi bar Yosef sent to bring his wife, who had been captured. He said three Talmidim should accompany her. If one distances for his needs means to relieve himself, he'll be alone with two. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah that we give to him two Talmidei Chachamim, lest he have relations with him on the way. Rabbi Abin answered that there are two Chachamim and her husband, which means there are three in all. Afu Sochala Bayef Malala Mazonis Lehai Misyachidima Ella Mishne Ban Raneha Vakar Alad Smoy Apasagaze Yagati Ban Hossi Melucha Lemersasi. Even the Chacham forbade Rabbi Chaya ben Haksav's wife Sim, he rented a house for her and fed her and was not secluded with her, only in front of her children, and applied to himself the pasuk, I toiled in my pain and I did not find rest. He told to guard his wife so he could testify about her, but it didn't help. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Oime Bala Neeman Aleha Nikat Vachoyme. Ma ima nida shechayov malea kawes, hu neeman aleha, zu shein chayov malea kawes, ein adin shehi neeman aleha. Baisa says, Vida says her husband is trusted about not having relations with her from a kavachoyme. A nida for which there is kawes for relations with her, he is believed about her. One may be secluded with his wife with a nida. This means a wife who is secluded after being warned, for which there is no kawes, although also he should be believed about her. Chacham said, no, if you say about a nida that he's trusted about her, because she's permitted after the issa, later on she's going to be permitted, would you say so about a wife secluded after kinui, that if she truly did transgress, there's no heta after her issa? And also it says in Mishlei in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin, that stolen waters are sweet means there's a bigger yitzara for Issa. Amalahen of Yehuda gazeiras akosavi eviya ish es ishtoi elakoyin ugeima. Yehuda says the Torah decree that he's believed, as the pasuk says, and the man will bring his wife to the koyin, etc. If we were concerned that he had relations with her after seclusion, we wouldn't erase the name of Hashem and offer a korban, because perhaps the pasuk does not apply. Amaloi uvavad beid. Chacham says it's only when there are witnesses that he did not have relations with her after seclusion. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Ha'imalin oisa labestin ha'godol shibu Yerushalayim v'mayim imalea kedech shemayim al eidei nefoshes. Mishnah says they take her to the great Beistin in Yerushalayim and intimidate her as we do to witnesses in capital cases. Va'imala viti haube yayin oisa haube schoik oisa Abe Yodis Aisa Abe Shechinim Avoim Aisin Atasi Lishmaya Godol Shenechta Bekedusha Shimachalamayim. He says to her, my daughter, wine, frivolity, youth, and bad neighbors can cause many things. Don't persist to claim innocence and thereby cause Hashem's great name written in Kedusha to be erased into the water. He says to her things not fit for her, means any Muslim woman to transgress seclusion, and her entire father's family, which presumably also they are not so righteous, to hear. The Gemara says, it's just like we intimidate her, that she will retract, means she will confess, so we intimidate her after raising the Megillah, that she won't retract. Vaimala biti im tahira at the bailach shatahira im madi amdi abu reich shena mayim ha'ilu daimen ela lasam yavish shunosan agabi basahai vein mazikai. Once Hashem maka hishchel melach mechalchel v'yered. He said to her, my daughter, if your tahira, that it's clear to you that your tahira stands on your innocence, if water is merely like a dry salve on healthy flesh, it doesn't harm it. If it finds a wound, it begins to penetrate and descend into the body. Rabbi Zavde, Chasne de Rilevi, Haba Mishtoi, Hadin Uvda, Rabbi Meir, Haba Yolef Storish, Viknishta, Dechamsa, Olele Shuva, Bahava Tama, Chada, Itza, Yalifa, Shama, Kole, Chazman, Ani, Dorish, Azlis, Bois, Neil, Lamaise, Vachshivas, Vizina, Mitafe. Rabbi Zavde, the father-in-law of Rilevi, used to tell the following story. The Rebbe used to expound in the Beis Knesset of Chamsa every Friday night. There was a woman who used to hear his voice. Once he expounded a long time, she went and wanted to enter her house and found that the lamp was extinguished. Amala Bala Hein Havisa. Amale Mishama Kale Dedrusha. Her husband asked her where she'd been, and she said, I was listening to the sound of a drosha. Amala Mikach Vakach. The lace hahi itza alara lahachalabesa adzman dihi azla rukapagu afoi the derusha. He told her, so and so should before me, if that woman enters here to her house before she goes and spits in the face of the one who expounded. Tafu mebu hakudish rava rame chashash beine ama al itza the yada menachush laina tefi tolchushi. Rame saw the whole episode through Ruach HaKodesh, the Divine Spirit, and pretended to have an eyeache. He said, any woman who knows how to whisper on the eye, come and whisper. Amila, Megivta, Ha, Einifech, Te'elin, Reifech, Abdi, Gamich, Lachsha, Le, Bad, Rakika, Rakaka, Gu'ein. Her neighbors told her, now is the time when you will enter your house, pretend to whisper and you'll spit in his eye. Asas, Legabe, Amalach, Hakama, At, Melchush, Leina, She went to him and he said to her, do you know how to whisper on the eye? Due to the awe that she had for him, she told him no. He told her, we spit in it 7 times. And it's good for it. After she spat, he told her, don't tell your husband that you told her means you told me to spit once, and she spat 7 times. Amaloi, Amaloi Tamidav, Rebbe Kach Mevazne Satayra, Ilu Amrith Lan Lehavina Maisile Malkinle Safsale Amatsayan Amatsayale Leidse. Rebbe's Tamidim said, Rebbe, do we disgrace to her like this means that she spit on a chacham? Would we not have brought him and lashed him on the bench until he consents his wife to enter the house? I'm alone. Blay hay covered me ear covered kaino. Amayim shema kodesh. Shenechta v'kedusha ama hakosav. Shemachal amayim b'shul hatil shalom bein ish l'ishtoi. Rekoid meya l'kod shagain. The mayor said, Meir's honor should not be greater than his maker's honor. The kodesh name written in kedusha, the pasuk says it's erased into the water to make shalom between a man and his wife. Meir's honor, all the more so, it's overridden to make shalom between a man and his wife. Piska va'ime lefaneh adjom she'en lekedai l'shayman hi v'chom mishpachas beis aviyah. Mishnah said that he says to things not fit for her or for her entire father's family to hear. V'goin Masa Reuben built the Bilha Mas Yehuda b'tamal v'chachamim yagidu ila Reuben Yehuda. Such as the episode of Reuven and Bilha, and Yehuda and Tamar, they confessed. Because in Eirepek, Tefavah Pasuk Yitres, Asher Chachamim Yagidu, that the wise will tell, refers to Reuven and Yehuda, V'lai Chicha Yichadu Me Avisam, they shouldn't be afraid from their fathers. Nascha not Lo'akach, what reward did they receive for this? Lahem, levadam, naharet, levadzar, mesecham. The answer is, the Pasuk says there in your test, to them alone was given out Yisrael, a stranger didn't come between them. Yehuda received kingship, and Reuben was the first Shevet to get a share in the land. Shabbat Moshe, levarcham, yechiru Reuben, v'la yomais, v'zois liyuda. When Moshe came to bless them, he said, Reuben should live and should not die, and this is to Yehuda, no other Shevet interrupted between their bochas. Chivkia b'shem Rabbi Acha Rabchia Dorish Shalosh Mekrois Neshevach. Chivkia, quoting Racha said that Rabchia expounded three psukim favorably. The first is about Tomar, Mateshev Pesach Einayim, Eshekein, Afilo Zonah Shevazonis, and Isekein. The pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Ches with Daled, and she sat at the crossroads. Is it possible to say this? Even the ultimate harlot doesn't do so. Well, she put her eyes with a hope on the opening with on Hashem, but all her eyes hope for it. She said, Master of all worlds, may I not leave empty-handed without children from this house. Second answer that she opened the eyes of him means explained to Yehuda why he need not refrain. He said, I'm single, I'm Zahira. The second pasuk, which is in Shema Aleph and Perek Beis, pasuk Chof Beis, and Eli was very old, etc., and it says over there about his sons, the Es Asher Yishkavun, it's written Yashkivun, and his sons didn't lie with the women who came to the Mishkan, or rather, they caused them to lie down, they caused them to stay overnight. Women used to bring their kinim, their bird offerings, to become tahor to their husbands, and Eli's sons didn't offer them the same day, and delayed the women, because Baruch Hu attributes to them as if they lay with the women. Supports this. Hashem rebuked them, saying, why did you kick against my sacrifice and my meal offering? Would you say that there was a severe aveira of adultery? Does one evade the stringent and a rebuke for the lenient? The third pasuk is referring to Shmuel's sons. His sons didn't go in his ways, and they veered after financial gain. Shmuel's sons took maaser and judged, which then was a bribe. Rachia said a caravan would pass, they would abandon the needs of Yisrael and engage in business.